let us now travel to Cooperstown, New York, where the Fenimore Art Museum's new exhibit, Thomas Cole in the Garden of Eden, is on display. The exhibition centers on Cole's masterwork, Expulsion from the Garden of Eden, lent by the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston, and explores his aspirations for landscape painting at the start of his career in the 1820s and early 1830s. 16 original works, including paintings from the Fenimore's collection and loans from more than a dozen other institutions and private collectors, surveyed the themes of the Garden of Eden. The exhibition also reveals artists that influenced Cole early in his career, such as Asher Durand and Thomas Dowdy. Chris Rossi is the director of exhibitions at the Fenimore Art Museum, and we welcome her to the program this morning. It's always a great pleasure to have you here. Thank you very much.
Thanks, and it's always a treat to be here.
Your yearly pilgrimage.
Yes, indeed.
Very nice to have you on. So give us a sense of how this exhibit came to be and what it's like to sort of centerpiece one work and go around that.
Okay. This was actually an exciting opportunity for us. We were chosen, Fenimore Art Museum, as one of four by the Museum of Fine Arts Boston, the Terra Foundation, and Crystal Bridges Museum to participate in the Bridges program. And as participants, we were permitted to choose one artwork, one masterwork that we could feature in a gallery this year. Our president, Paul D'Ambrosio, had a, let's say, a special relationship with the Expulsion from the Garden of Eden. He had studied it when he was studying in Boston, and he felt like it would be a perfect fit for Fenimore Art Museum. But we realized that in addition to having this one masterwork, it would be wonderful to weave a story around it. And using the idea of the Garden of Eden as the centerpiece, we brought together Cole's landscape paintings and paintings that are landscapes, but that he would say had a higher vision to them. We brought those to the gallery, along with wonderful representations of the Garden of Eden and Adam and Eve, all the way back to, Albrecht Dürer Prince up into, I'd say, 19th century folk art. And then some of the artists that were painting at the same time as Cole and their interpretation of the landscape. So we rounded the exhibit out with these terrific examples of either Cole's work or contemporaries or those inspired by him or those who inspired him.
What goes into determining that as to what the inspiration is? Do you intuit it in some ways of, this must have been, or is it more concrete than that of, no, this definitely was one of the things that he looked at that inspired him to do this?
There are different ways that one puts an exhibit together. Paul had great expertise in this area, and that helped us frame what would go in the exhibit, and there's intuition, but sometimes there's a direct link. And it's fun to look at the painting, The Expulsion from the Garden of Eden, and knowing a little bit of the history about it, Cole was actually condemned, criticized by some people when the painting was first created and first unveiled, because it looked like it had borrowed very, very heavily from two mezzotints by John Martin of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And if you look at them, you could think, he kind of got very inspired or even maybe too inspired and incorporated those into the painting. So every now and then you get a juicy little story like that that helps you inform what goes in the gallery.
And what can we read from that? What can we take away from that?
I think it's easy to understand that art influences each other, that we look at art and artists look at other artists, look at other works. The story of Adam and Eve is an archetypal story. It goes back to the Bible. It's been interpreted so many times. And so understanding that all works can be original, but they can also be influenced by others.
Yeah. And so you not copied?
No, not copied. Is there copying? I don't know. Inspiration, I'd say.
Yes.
Yeah.
And which, of course, is different in other art forms, whether we talk about the idea for a film or the idea for a novel or the idea. So in the fine art world, it's different.
Yeah, I think it's a tribute in some sense too, to work, look at another's work and be inspired by it. and reference it.
We hear it in the world of music where three notes, people say, those are my three notes.
That's right.
And you took my three notes.
We could go back to George Harrison. And
that's right.
He's so fine.
Right. It's that. That's a fascinating subject. So when you look at the, so then the other paintings there that were, because he obviously, Cole, inspired others too.
Yes, absolutely. Cole is basically the father of the Hudson River School. And he sets a tone for the reverence for the American wilderness. I like to think of him as the original environmentalist. And his influence, I think, is felt through the centuries. His direct pupil was Church, Frederick Church, but he had influence far beyond that. And I think you could see that all the way down into even the photography of people like Ansel Adams.
Mm. The exhibit that I mentioned of 16 original works, some of this comes from your collection.
Yes, yes, indeed. We've got the View on the Schoharie, which I find an absolutely fascinating work, especially because I drive right through Esperance on my way to Albany, and I keep thinking, what did that, I have, now I have an idea of what it looked like back in the early 19th century. And The Last of the Mohicans is also in the exhibit, which is another one of his signature paintings and a wonderful link to James Fenimore Cooper. And Cole and Cooper knew each other. They were friends. They were part of the Bread and Cheese Club down in New York. And what Cole was doing with his brush, Cooper was doing with his pen, which was telling tales of the American wilderness, giving it a cachet that was equal to anything in Europe and ennobling that landscape through their writing and also through their painting.
Is there a, what is the word I'm looking for? Is there a feeling that, there's one word that I'm missing and it's driving me nuts, but I'll think of it when you're gone. Don't worry.
Yeah.
In the sense that you have a painting like Last of the Mohicans, and it would seem, do you feel compelled to have that on, because it's so linked to the museum, but also linked to the area, that that's something you have to have on display all the time?
Yes, it's often out in the gallery. We do, there are pieces that we like to have on display. They're well-known, popular in the collection. They're linked to the area. Every now and then we get requests to borrow objects.
Sure.
And they'll take a little vacation and they'll go visit another museum but and come back to us. But we do have a fair amount of Cooper-related material out on display, as we should.
Right. And that's what I was going to say, because
yeah,
that also goes into the mission of the museum.
Right, right. We are... Cooperstown is the home of James Fenimore Cooper. The landscape, the area informed his work. And in our research library, we have quite a few letters, manuscripts from Cooper, as well as artwork in the galleries that reflect the Leatherstocking Tales, his books, his novels.
The word that I was searching for, which is a very simple word, is responsibility, meaning that you have this and there is a responsibility of being the art museum in Cooperstown, that you have that responsibility to show that work that reflects the region.
Yes, absolutely. And beyond the Cooper Room, we have other artworks, paintings, photographs that do center around New York State, Cooperstown, in addition to the wider world.
Mm. When you're putting together something like this, though, you have a great latitude with that, though, right? I mean, when you think of your mission, of what your mission is, there's also a great latitude as to how you define that and what you can put. You can put modern art into your museum, and it fits, right?
Yes, it does, and we do.
Right.
Yeah.
And that must be wonderfully freeing and exciting to kind of, especially when you're building an exhibit from the ground up.
It is. It's when we think about what we're going to display, we think about what we have in the collection, what we have access to with other institutions, what our audience is looking for, what they're interested in seeing. And I always like to go back to what's a good story to tell.
Right.
Everybody likes a good story.
It all goes to that.
Yeah.
So in our 2 minutes left, what else should we be seeing at the Fenimore and what is happening over the next several days and weeks?
Okay. Well, if you're interested in Cole, and I'm sure you will be because it's a sublime exhibit, and I'm using that word purposely.
Yep.
You're going to want to come to the cocktail party, which is Thomas Cole in the Garden of Eden, and our president, Paul D'Ambrosio, will be leading a tour of the gallery. That's Thursday, August 9th. Aside from special events such as that, we also have an amazing Edward Weston exhibit downstairs that showcases his work going all the way from his early work to his later work, and that's on view until the middle of the summer. And for you Hamilton fans, we have expanded the Hamilton exhibit. Letters between Hamilton and Burr are on display, and exciting to read and get a better sense of Hamilton and his world. And I'd also give a little shout out to our opera exhibit. We've got Eugene Berman's costumes and set design for the Barber of Seville, and this is a compliment to the Glimmer Glass Festival.
Yes, and going back to the Hamilton, who owns those?
Those are ours.
That is very cool. So how did you get in? How did you get your hands on those?
I know. This was a gift to the collection, and we have, I want to say, around 30 of the letters. Some of them are on loan out to the Constitution Center down in Philadelphia. We've got just about 7 of the letters out, and they give you a really good sense of what was going on between Hamilton and Burr right up until that fateful day in Weehawken, and how their argument escalated over years and culminated in a short exchange of letters.
Well, it's all happening at the Fenimore Art Museum, and it is just a glorious place to visit and to go to. The new exhibit is Thomas Cole in the Garden of Eden, but it is one of just many, many exhibits and cool things that are happening at the museum. You can find out about all of it and plan your trip by going to fenimoreartmuseum.org. fenimoreartmuseum.org, and the Thomas Cole exhibit is up through the end of September. Chris Rossi is the Director of Exhibitions at the Fenimore Art Museum. Chris, it's always a delight to have you on the program. Thank you very much. Have a beautiful summer.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for sharing. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.